other gods, he shall die. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. In the synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority?" He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obeyed him. His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Did you ever point to someone and say to them, "You've got a little devil"? You ever do that? Did any of you ever point, or have someone point to you and say, "You have a little devil in you"? The couple that just read pointed to each other. But do you know, I remember my dad saying to me, "Billy, if you ever point your finger at someone else, remember, one, thumb is going to God, and three fingers are coming back to yourself. So take care of yourself and don't worry about somebody else." Because he would tell me often, "You have a lot of devil in you." May God rest his soul. Satan resides in each and every one of us. We know that all so well. And Satan cherishes the opportunity to drive you and me as far away from God as possible. Before Jesus came, Satan seemed to have the upper hand. But as we heard in the gospel today, Jesus begins his messianic age with the cure of the one who was possessed by an evil spirit. We refer to that as the devil. Satan's kingdom is now of to end because of the arrival of Jesus Christ. Did you notice that the devil, the spirit, knew who Jesus was? And he was disappointed that Jesus was there because he knew that his power over others, over those who would submit to the will of God, that his power would slowly be lost. They said of Jesus today, "He speaks with authority." That's not something that's negative. That's something that's very, very positive. Because when Jesus spoke, he had the good of others Jesus, when we listen to Jesus, leads us on a path that takes us to heaven. So it's important for you and me to have time with God on a daily basis. I don't recall who was here when I was pastor, but someone gave me a quote to ponder. If you have time on your hands, put them together and pray. I received other quotes as time went on. Not only if you have time in your hands, put them together and pray, but also if you're too busy to pray, you're busier than God ever expected you to be. If you're too busy to pray, you're busier than God ever expected you to be. So I would invite each of us today, at some point, to have that quiet moment with God. Allow God to speak to us out of his love for us, his desire to heal us of mind, body, and spirit. And more often than we listen to the Lord, Satan is not happy. Lent begins before we know it. A couple of weeks. And during that season of Lent, you and I will recall the desire to repent, the desire to turn away from the voice of Satan and attune ourselves to the voice of God. And most often, people will celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation during that beautiful season. I recommend to do it as the season begins, and not just a few days before Easter. Jesus calls us today to turn our hearts back to him. Good things will happen. And so I encourage you today to surrender your life to God. To tell Satan to go back where he belongs. I think it's called H-E-L toothpick. To tell Satan to go to hell. That's where he lives. No longer to live in our hearts, but to live where he put himself because of his transgressions against the will of God. Enjoy the season of Lent when it comes. And when you hear those beautiful words of absolution, God the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself. Pour out the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins. Through the ministry of the church, may God grant you pardon and peace. And I absolve you from all your sins. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God promises you, you will have peace in your heart, and you will have a smile on your face again. One comment. At this time of the year, the priests are going to the parishes to hear confessions, many first confessions, those who truly enjoy. And I was in a parish recently, and a child celebrated his first reconciliation. He sat down and talked. And he said to me, "You know, Father, that was easy. I liked it so much, I might come back next week. I'd like to see people come more often." Amen. I believe.
Our response today is to hear our prayer. That our little sisters and brothers serve the church and the world so to speak in holiness of body and spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That civil leaders watch over the welfare of those whom they serve, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That victims of violence and war experience the blessing of peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
the school children know the joy of learning in a safe and stable environment, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the members of St. Joseph Catholic Church generously answer Christ's call to serve the poor and marginalized, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially the deceased and living members of the extended family, and for those whose salvation is not to God alone, that they may see God face to face, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We take a moment and speak to God from the depths of our own hearts. Your gracious Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you rejoice to have heard our prayer, spoken from our heart. We are confident you will answer in accordance with your
Joseph Puss. Number 58, Left River Club. It's one of my favorite Keenum songs. So many of us are in need of good.
Really challenge you today when we sing this song. I ask the Lord for that healing.
Thank you.